is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. Driving in Manhattan has never been cheap. Now it's about to get even more expensive.
Motion carries. We've adopted the resolution.
New York's Metropolitan Transit Authority has voted to adopt a $9 toll for driving in Manhattan, discourage people from doing that. It's the first U.S. city to adopt congestion pricing. It goes into effect January 5th. AAA says some 80 million Americans will travel 50 or more miles for next week's Thanksgiving celebrations. It's the Auto Club's Aixa Diaz.
What this tells us is that holiday travel is still very important to people, but Thanksgiving is the most popular of all. When we look at all of the holidays across the year, Thanksgiving is the busiest.
About 6 million of those travelers will fly. The timing is bad for one low-cost carrier that's just filed bankruptcy. Spirit Airlines says except for that, all operations are normal. KNX Radio's John Baird is in Los Angeles.
Some travelers didn't know about the bankruptcy filing. It came as a bit of a shock.
I think I would have preferred to have heard it when I landed.
Other Spirit customers shrugged off the airline's financial problems. They were more concerned about the unexpected fees they sometimes encounter.
Like carry-on, it was like $79.
And several passengers said they hope everything works out for the airline because they think flying Spirit is a good deal. John Baird for CBS News, Los Angeles International Airport.
For the first time, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says an earlier attack on Iran has damaged its nuclear program. CBS's Linda Gradstein.
Speaking in the Israeli parliament, Netanyahu said that Israel's retaliatory attack on Iran last month hit an element of its nuclear program. It's not a secret, Netanyahu said. There is a specific component in their nuclear program that was hit in this attack. Press reports said he was referring to an active nuclear weapons facility in Parchin. Netanyahu also said that Iran still has a path to a nuclear weapon and Israel must continue to act against Iran. Linda Gradstein for CBS News, Jerusalem.
President Biden takes an extraordinary step of allowing Ukraine to use American-made weapons to go deeper into Russia. CBS News national security contributor Sam Vinograd.
What really led to President Biden's change of heart is the presence of North Korean soldiers, about 10,000 or so, that have deployed to Russia and are deploying as part of Russia's war effort against Ukraine. That it was the presence of those North Korean troops that was the deciding factor for President Biden.
Mr. Biden has also asked Congress for nearly $1 billion, $100 billion in emergency hurricane aid. The Dow is down 68. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles with a quick news update. Kenosha could copy Racine and get their own data center. According to online documents, City of Kenosha officials are reviewing plans for a four-building data center campus northwest of I-94 and 142. Republican U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde announced today he is conceding the race to Democratic incumbent Tammy Baldwin. It comes nearly 2 weeks after the election.
As a result, and my desire to not add to political strife through a contentious recount, I've decided to concede the election.
The Madison businessman released a video on social media detailing his decision. Squads will be watching speeds on Sheridan Road. An effort to reduce crashes in Kenosha County has the speed limit dropping today from Kayard and near Carthage. It's now down to 35. A Prius driver escaped serious injury after a rollover crash on Spring Street in Racine County last night. The driver was the only one in the car. They were taken to the hospital for observation. The Racine County Sheriff's Office is investigating. And the Racine St. Catharines football team has secured a spot in the state title game Thursday. The Angels will face Baldwin-Woodville in the Division IV state championship game. Kenosha St. Joe's lost Friday in their playoff run. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Badgers fire a coach. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After just 2 years, the Badgers fired offensive coordinator Phil Longo. Wisconsin losing at home to Oregon Saturday, 16-3. Head coach Luke Fickell.
There's a lot of things that you can kind of point a finger at. Obviously, it's easiest to talk about the quarterback position, but I just think as a whole, there's just so many of those things that we just got to get better at in order to put ourselves in a position where it's not all on the shoulders of a quarterback.
NFL, the Packers with a dramatic 20-19 win over the Bears after Green Bay defensive lineman Carl Brooks blocked Chicago's attempt to kick the winning field goal.
I'm visualizing myself block the kick. To be honest, I didn't see nothing. They ran the same formation, and I just got penetration and just wanted it more. Got a hand up.
The NBA has fined the Bucks' Doc Rivers $25,000 after complaining about a controversial call by the refs in their loss to Charlotte.
I thought the final play was the ref blowing a call. This is back-to-back games now.
That's the Bucks' Doc Rivers with Sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Rain jackets and umbrellas needed today. Look for rain to develop this afternoon. High temperatures topping out in the mid-50s. For tonight, rain continues, a few rumbles of thunder possible as well. Wind picks up too, temps holding in the low to mid-50s. Right now, it's 51.
WRJN. It's a little old lady from Pasadena.
And local news and timeless hints are back on WRJN. Well, researchers found that playing video games is actually good for your eyes. And despite all those warnings from your parents, they won't make you go blind. But they might make your girlfriend disappear.
When the truth is found to be lies, and all the joy within you dies, don't you?
from Radio Park to Reef Point Marina. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, lose my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine. So happy together. No matter how they toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. Toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. So happy together. And how is the weather? So happy together. We're happy together.
local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman with my friend Robin. Hey, Robin.
Hey, Kurt.
You like to share a meal with people, don't you?
Of course.
Now, I don't just mean like, you know, cook them food and come have this meal with us. I mean, like you go to a restaurant, you order something, and then you share your meal with that person. You like to do that?
I do that occasionally. I just did it on Friday night, actually. So
it says here, if you're willing to do that, then it makes you a kinder, more empathetic person. So it makes you, for instance, give up your seat on the subway. You know, it's all that kind of stuff. If you're willing to share your plate of food with somebody else, then you're more willing to do that other stuff.
Well, I think that's a great observation, but it depends on what kind of food I'm sharing. So if there's a filet on that plate,
it's all yours.
It's all mine.
I see. And tacos, I've learned.
Oh, of course, tacos. Oh, I love tacos.
All right. There's my friend Robin who joins us from time to time. It's Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Craving a fresh and flavorful sandwich? See why Lee's Deli has been named the best of Racine year after year. Signature subs like the Standard, the Godfather, the Gobbler, and the Hen House. Now find Lee's Deli signature subs and chef salads at the newly remodeled Twins Food Market on 16th Street and Packard Avenue. Made fresh daily, pay with cash, card, or Snap. Or you can swing by the Washington Avenue shop for easy pickup, delivery, and catering options. Lee's Deli, proudly serving Racine one sandwich at a time.
Do you know or work with kids who have special health care needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/WISCWAY. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy, and today's work money word is fiduciary. Well, fiduciary is a mega important term that you got to know when it comes to getting professional financial advice. In the world of money, you want someone committed to the fiduciary standard because those folks are legally obligated to act in your best interest only. I mean, every other broker or advisor or banker who has not specifically committed to the fiduciary standard and told you that that's what they're doing, those folks don't have that obligation. They could be selling you products or encouraging you to invest in things or put your money in places that end up helping their wallet even more than yours. So simply put, anytime that you are hiring a financial advisor, ask them if they uphold the fiduciary standard. For me and mine, fiduciary advisors are the only ones I'm trusting my money to. That was your Work Money Minute. For more, check out workmoney.org. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Only the lonely. Know the way I feel tonight. but only the lonely know why I cry. Only the lonely only the lonely know the heartaches I've been through. Only the lonely know I cry and cry for you. Maybe tomorrow a new
local news. Timeless Hits, WRJN. It's Roy Orbison and Only the Lonely. He died in 1988. I was in college at the time, and I thought of Roy Orbison as an old man when he died. You know, he was just 52. He's younger than I am now. He was 52 when he passed away. We're looking for rain to continue tonight, a low of 53. Rain tomorrow, a high of 59.
There's a light, a certain kind of light. To love somebody, to love somebody the way I love you. In my parade, I see your face again.
much for listening to Local News and Timeless Hits on WRJN. But remember, we're part of the larger Civic Media Network, and you can hear our statewide talk shows anytime on the Civic Media app, or take WRJN with you wherever you travel. Download the app at civicmedia.us. Now, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Getting between Racine and Kenosha on Sheridan Road will take a little bit longer. A speed limit reduction is now in effect on 32, bringing down the top speed to 35. That's from KR to near Carthage. There was a talked-about plan to convert the four-lane highway into a two-lane road. However, for now, a speed reduction is supposed to reduce crashes. Kenosha County may soon join the data center boom, following in Racine County's footsteps. City officials are reviewing online plans for a massive four-building data center campus. It would be on 240 acres west of I-94 and north of 142. The proposed development would require annexation from the town of Paris into Kenosha. It would be about 6 miles south of Microsoft's ongoing $3.3 billion data center project in Mount Pleasant. Republican U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde announced today he is conceding the race to Democratic incumbent Tammy Baldwin. It comes nearly 2 weeks after the election.
As a result, and my desire to not add to political strife through a contentious recount, I've decided to concede the election.
The Madison businessman released a video on social media detailing his decision. The Associated Press declared Baldwin the winner on November 6th, but Hovde and his campaign declined to concede for several days. In a video released last week, Hovde said he was weighing his options and raised questions about vote totals in Milwaukee. Hovde reiterated those questions today, but said he wouldn't proceed with a recount. State and Milwaukee election officials have affirmed the vote totals and refuted Hovde's, quote, baseless claims. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy with rain tonight, breezy. Temps rise slowly through the 50s. Rain wraps up in the morning, cloudy and windy through the afternoon, with temps remaining in the 50s. Cloudy and breezy on Wednesday, maybe a sprinkle or brief shower, and highs in the upper 40s. Currently 51 degrees.
We'll be right back.
You spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN with ELO and Evil Woman. Now, there's a lyric in that song. It says, "There's a hole in my head where the rain comes in." And if that sounds familiar to you, yes, it was inspired by the Beatles song, Fixing a Hole.
You've given me a true love, and every day I thank you, love, for feeling back so new.
Suddenly, your lips are touching mine.
Local News and Timeless Hits are back on WRJN. Be sure to tell a friend and tell that same friend they can save 30% or more if they go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals tab. That's right, you can save 30% or more on all kinds of local food, merchandise, and services at WRJN.com.
Yeah. forbid your love to me. Lonely rivers flow to the sea, to the sea, to the open arms of the sea. Wait for me, wait for me. I'll be coming home. Wait for me.
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon, I'm Kurt Vollman. I'm guessing that a lot of these timeless hits were first played on vinyl. And now Cindy Huber helps you relive those vinyl moments by giving away actual vinyl albums each weekday this week. Weekday mornings between 9 and 10, Cindy will tell you who that day's artist of record is. And when you hear her play that artist later in the day, be the fifth caller at 262-634-WRJN to win that album courtesy of Time and Again Music and More in Sturtevant, your go-to for vinyl treasures and more. And to top it all off, everyone who wins will qualify to win an actual record player so you can play that music that you win. It's Cindy Huber and the Artist of Record on WRJN.
Yes, yes, yes.
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
After 6 hours of school, I had enough for the day. I hit the radio dial and tuned it up all the way.
I got a dance.
Sure.